Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 o'clock today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, Rusty Mansell. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, welcome in. It's a big week.
Good morning. Yeah, I noticed Bo's got his medium Florida tank top on today. Has he got on jorts, too, over there? I'm afraid to look.
You know what? I'm just glad you're here today to fill in, because I don't have to fill in for you on The Steakhouse today.
No kidding.
You know, this guy comes in trash talking. He doesn't bring me my Bojangles that he's promised me for a month.
That's so funny.
And,
as a guy who was from Florida, that was very good. Yeah, you know, looking for the Jordan slides on with no socks. That happens down there, too, a lot.
I just figured they wore the, but you're not supposed to wear socks with slides.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you wear them, then you're faux pas. No, Dylan.
With the non-toe ones, you can definitely wear socks.
No, Dylan.
It's different.
With Dylan, the one that doesn't have the toe part, you can definitely wear socks.
Corny. I'm with Dylan.
No, you guys are both wrong.
Neither here nor there.
Rusty, be the final judge on this.
Okay.
Socks or no socks with sliders?
I say no socks and no sliders.
Yeah, there you go. All right. That's a good answer.
That's fine.
That's a good
there you
answer.
Go.
Nobody wants to see these tree climbers walk around
there
in the grocery store. I can tell
there you
that.
Go.
Rusty, I want to ask you the same thing I asked these guys this morning. Georgia, Florida, Georgia, Bama.
Yeah.
Which one's bigger for Kirby?
Like him personally?
Him personally, yeah. And the team, too. Which one is a bigger game for these guys?
He has a strong dislike for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Alabama series is totally different because he spent a lot of his life there. He's always going to have a part of his life, his family, his kids were born there. He damn sure needs to beat them. Knows that. But I think the Florida, I think Kirby, I used to say it on the boards. It used to be the fastest handshake in the history of football when he went Dan Mullen after the games. You would watch it. It wouldn't be the old hug and
like almost a high five.
It would be one of those high five things. I think he's got a lot of respect for Florida.
Yeah.
But I don't think Florida and Georgia Tech are on his Christmas card list. Let's just put it that way.
Fair enough.
I have a feeling Florida's lower down than at least, you know, Buster and Brent are. That's what I was telling these guys about earlier. There's video, and I know you've seen it. You're probably the one that put it out of Kirby when he was at UGA, and he had his shoulder, and he's sitting there, and they got him interviewed, and he literally looks like he does now.
Yeah.
Same haircut,
everything.
He's just obviously the older version.
Yeah.
And even the way he talked about it.
Man. Yeah.
But this is a guy that starred in this game. I mean, the 98 game, he made the game-sealing interception. He had another one. They played two quarterbacks. He picked off both of them.
They played actually three. I went back and listed it the other day. They played Noah Brandeis, Jesse Palmer, and Doug Johnson.
Yeah.
And that's how Spurrier rolled. Like, if you weren't working, by God, somebody else is going in.
Kind of respect it.
I'll tell you a story about that 90s. It was actually 97.
97,
game.
That's right, yeah.
I am sitting in the family section. Had tickets in 97. I'm on the road with Champ Bailey's family. And I remember Champ Bailey's mom looking at me, and she goes, they keep picking on him. He's going to get one. And I'd be damned if they didn't. About two plays later, Doug Johnson tried to throw it out, and Champ stepped
Let's
right
go.
In front of that thing. She looked at him and said, I told you.
Wow.
There was, like, Don't mess with her baby. You better pick on somebody else because Champ will lock that side down.
That was a really good game, but it got out of hand really quickly.
They were 20.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
And it kind of snowballed on Florida that day.
I'm glad you talked about your experience being at the game because obviously want to get to the X's and O's and some of the other stuff that's going on inside the game. But you got a story of like when you were in school traveling down to
I tell you what, that'd be a 30 for 30. What game was that?
This always, as a person, obviously, Alabama and Auburn, like you just play on your home field. It's not like a trip. Like, I'm just curious what that's like for people,
you know what?
Especially
so
like
I went
you.
Down, like, as a kid, I think, when you're like granddad or something, but I went down as a college student in 92 with Garrison Hurst and them.
Yeah.
First play of the game, Frank Harvey, fullback dive, he goes 80 yards. And I'm like, we're about to roll on these boys.
Mm.
Got beat 26-24.
Fullback dive for 80 yards. That just warms my heart.
He went 80 on a freaking I formation.
Let's
fullback
go.
Dive. They got beat late in the game. Tough loss. Georgia winds up going 10-2 that year. But I remember going to the landing the night before, and I was like, oh, my God, this is what the fuss is about. Like, nobody checked your ID.
Just waltzed on in.
Just rolled up in there and had a great time, man.
Where did you guys stay, though? Like, where?
Dude, we were college kids. It was like 19 deep and a day's in.
Okay. That's one of my biggest
19
questions.
19 deep. Like, you know, think about it. Nobody had a credit card. I think we just called in and said, hey, we're coming. Save us a room. And we all divvied up $20 when we got there.
Love it.
You had a better room than I did when I went down there for the game and stayed. We went to the landing after too. It was the 08, and we slept in a Walmart parking lot in my truck. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
I remember after the game in 97, Kirby and Mike Bobo and Robert Evans and all them guys, of course, they're very excited. And they're like, damn, we got to get on a plane to go home. I was like, I'm not. See y'all, boys. I'm going to the landing.
Damn.
So they had to go fly back. And what's wild is they fly back to Athens, but all the students and everybody are in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So they just, I guess they went back and played cards. And
I've been part of a number of trips like that. It's unfortunate.
You didn't want to get on that plane, but I was like, see y'all. I'm staying, boys.
When we played in Athens, we flew into Atlanta, but we left out of the small Athens airport. We had to fly on three different planes.
Yes.
And our plane went to Birmingham. And everybody was like raging in Tuscaloosa. And they're like, come on, man. I'm like, I'm on the freaking tarmac. Yeah. Sucks.
Kirby's got a little bit of pull. That Athens airport runway has been extended.
I was going to say, that was a bad ordeal, man. That was a bad ordeal back then.
The first thing is logistics. So they fly two planes out of it. They fly Delta out of that thing. So they take two planes. Kirby's not wasting an hour and a half in traffic getting to Atlanta.
I don't blame him. Yeah. That was a rough deal. I think we stayed in Duluth the night before. But
everybody stayed at Shattuck. All the visiting teams stay at Shattuck. That's where Lane did his.
Oh, yeah,
day.
Yeah. I remember that now. He's like, we're on a vineyard.
People out here in robes and stuff.
Oh, man, good stuff.
How do you go, if you're Kirby, and I know you have a little bit inside, you don't have everything, but how do you go about preparing for this game? Because there's an interim coach. Obviously, Billy Gonzalez has taken over. Now, he's more of a wide receiver coach. Really, really one of the better recruiters in college football when, you know, that was a thing without openly paying players. But how do you go about just kind of trying to look ahead for what they're going to do offensively, what they're going to change? Defensively, I don't think anything's changing. But Napier was the play caller.
Yep.
That's all changed now.
Yep.
You know, how do you go about preparing for this? Because you go try to find film with this guy that's calling plays now, what they've done, or –
you try to find film of everybody in that system. You know, like Russ Callaway, where has he been, and those things. There's only so much you can change in 2 weeks. It's those – I think what you can change is the pace, how quick you play. I think a lot of people were not happy with Billy Napier, kind of slow the game down, come to line of scrimmage, look to play over. What can you do there? And personnel-wise, I think a bigger thing is personnel-wise, who can you get in the game? You can't change the terminology in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? You can't do all that. These are college kids. It's not like NFL where Flacco comes in and he's got 80 hours to learn. He's there from 8 in the morning until midnight. They're college kids. They got to go home at some point, do some things. So I think if you really look on the outside looking in, it's personnel. Who can they input? What do they do well? And I think the biggest thing still is X's and O's. If you don't get to Lagway, he can hurt you. I mean, this guy's got a big arm. He's athletic. But when he has been pressured, he's had 9 interceptions at times. So I think the game plan for me would be, I don't care what they come into. If we don't get to this quarterback, we could be in trouble.
Yeah. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm glad you said that because that was kind of what I was wondering. And we talked about the difference in what Florida can do in a short time. And obviously they can change some things in a bye week. But Georgia's also had their struggles on defense. I'm curious what they can change during the bye week and who they can get healthy and be back part of this defense.
You know, I wonder, you know, what they do personnel-wise too, because I guess it was 2021 maybe, or 2020, I don't know. They inputted a freshman out of a bye week by the name of Jordan Davis.
Come on.
They hadn't played him much.
That'll work.
From the time they put him in against Florida that year, Georgia was different the next 2.5 years. They don't have that guy to put in. What are you going to do here? You know, you got to get off the field on third down. There's no telling what all they did self-scouting-wise.
Yeah.
And knowing Glenn Schumann, you know Glenn Schumann, I can't even imagine the amount of tape and things he's watched and the input he's tried to take on this. Listen, I think Georgia's defense can play a lot better. Number one, they got to tackle better. But to simply say, hey, we're going to get after the quarterback, they've been trying to blitz. They've been trying to bring guys.
Yeah, they have.
They don't have the Jalen Walker. They don't have a Michael Williams. You're going to have to create some plays, and when they're there, you got to capitalize. Like Chris Cole is a free blitzer in the Ole Miss game. Absolute, dial it up. Nobody brings that up. Glenn Schumann dials up a perfect blitz. You're 1-on-1 with your best athlete on defense. And he whiffs.
Just imagine being the defense coordinator doing that.
Dude, like, you know,
I'm like, oh, I bet he's beside himself.
I mean, it's like calling the perfect pitch.
Yeah.
And the guy still hit it out.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's tough.
What is Georgia offensively? I hate the, our identity is this, because I think it's overblown at times. But I don't think they do anything great. But I think they do everything well.
Yeah.
Like, the run game is better because of Gunnar Stockton.
Yep.
Without Gunnar Stockton, I don't think they're very good running the football, but with Gunnar, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're good throwing the football, but they're inconsistent, it feels like, at times. Like, yeah. What is the offense?
Well, they scored 44 on the road at Tennessee and 43. They didn't punt against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes they did struggle at times. Again, the slow starts are what people remember. You don't remember, hey, they finished it all. I still say, man, it's hard to believe they got two true freshmen. They're playing SEC, but both of these kids are freaking studs.
I mean,
they will absolutely get after your ass. Gunnar Stockton, this is what I've said, and I think Mike would agree. You can't coach confidence, you can't buy confidence, but you can earn confidence.
Swagger
and I
boy.
Think that dude, after the Ole Miss game, it will be interesting to see if Gunnar Stockton can stack a game, or does he go 11 for 22 for 145 and one touchdown, or does this dude go, 17 for 22 for 250 and rush for 80 yards? Because if he does that, Georgia's a totally different team down this backstretch.
It's not only confidence in yourself, but it's confidence when your teammates step in that hole and look in your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
We've got 10 seconds.
Yep.
How big is the Colby Young injury moving forward?
Who can step in that role? You know, I mean, listen, he's the guy. He was the guy. He's a team-leading receiver. He's 6'6". You hate it. For a young man like that, I know he was such a team leader, but, you know, I loved his Instagram post. About 2 days afterwards, he said, hey, guys, I didn't die. Georgia won. Go Dogs. Quit sending me sad stuff. You know what I mean? It was
so
great.
Much.
It was great. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Let's refocus here, baby.
Yeah,
let's
he's
go.
Not – like, Nolan Smith got hurt, and Nolan Smith became the team leader that year. I mean, he's in the Florida sideline that game, and he is chewing people. I certainly think Colby Young is going to stay very engaged. I think Dylan Bell. I think Dylan Bell is the guy that's going to take that next step again. In fact, he put the Ole Miss game away. They moved him out to X. Bobo dials one up, and he makes a hell of a catch. We'll see if he can do it again.
Love it.
Since the landing is not there anymore, where are you going to go after the game this year?
I'm going to be at my house.
Ah, there you go.
I send those young bucks down there. I will go to, you know what I'll go?
Spoken like someone that's paying for a wedding.
The next Georgia-Florida game I go to is going to be about three blocks over next year at Mercedes-Benz.
I was going to bring that up. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
I'll go with you. Let's go.
Yep.
Well, Rusty, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.